Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving, Father God, for your love, your grace, your mercies, your kindness towards us, Father God. Another day that you have blessed us, another day, Father God, that you have helped us, another day, Father God, of your favor, your mercies, Father God, pouring down upon us. For this, we come to say thank you, Father God, for we realize it didn't have to be, but it is all because of you, Father God. And Father God, we are just so grateful to you for all that you do, for all that you have done, Father God, and all that you continue to do, Father. We don't deserve it, Father. We come so short. We come so short of your glory, Father God, but you continue to look beyond our faults and supply all of our needs. And, Father God, we don't understand it, but we're just so grateful. We are grateful, Father God. And so, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. Father God, we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your love, your grace, your wisdom, Father God, your kindness, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. We will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise will continually be in our mouths. Amen. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you, all of our brothers and sisters in the faith, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, la-di-da-di, everybody under the sound of my voice. We greet you here this morning at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry at our breakfast table. Amen. The breakfast for champions. Amen. Glory be to God, pure breed warriors, amen, growing up and maturing, doing the will of the Lord, seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. I am your host on this morning, Dr. Alfreda, amen, out of Philadelphia. Woke up this morning, well, I can't say I woke up this morning because I haven't been asleep, amen. But the last time I woke up, amen, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah. And the next time I go to sleep, I'm going to wake up too. Don't make no difference what side. I can't guarantee you what side I'm going to wake up on. All I know is I'm going to wake up, amen, glory be to God. And so we blessed be the name of the living God. If this is your first time with us, amen, you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen, Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Enjoy the services on today. Amen. This is the place where we meet 7 days a week, lifting up the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And we are celebrating 11 years. 11 years. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. That is beautiful. Amen. I had no idea what God was doing when he did it. Amen. I had no idea that what God was doing. I had no idea 11 years later we would still be around. I didn't even think about it. I didn't even think about it. I was just taking it one day at a time. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's what we are told to do, to take it one day at a time. Amen. We don't know. We don't know what God is doing. We don't even know where this is going to end up. We don't even know if it's going to end. We don't even know if it's going in. Just perpetual until Jesus comes. And even after Jesus comes, somebody got to do something. Amen. Glory be to God. Because we know there's going to be a remnant of people, amen, still saved after Jesus. Jesus come. But look, if you think it's difficult now to live for Jesus, what you think it's going to be like after the rapture? Glory be to God, after he comes. Amen. Glory be to God. Because guess what? When we go, the Holy Spirit is going with us too. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, he's the one that invites people into the church. He's the one, amen, that does all the work. So if he's not here, oh, well, we ain't got to think about it. And we are praying for you, if you're listening today, that you won't have to think about it either. Amen. Have you give your life to Jesus while you got time. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. We pray that everyone is excited today. Another day the Lord has met, kept us. Glory be to God. Amen. Everyone's preparing. Amen. For the special day on Thursday, which really, as I said this morning, amen, today should be that special day. Why? Because it's the day that the Lord have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're not going to skip over the day trying to get to Thursday. No, no, no. That leads right into our message for this morning. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Father God, we say thank you right now, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our redeemer. Amen, 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 and amen. I want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Luke. Amen, chapter number 17. Luke chapter number 17. Amen, glory be to God. And I am going to read in your hearing, starting in verse number 11, Luke chapter number 17, verse 11, and it reads as such, and it says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found who return to give glory to God, save the strangers. And he said unto him, Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. I want to talk to you for a few minutes on this morning, beloved, with the subject, Your Gratitude Determines Your Altitude. Your gratitude determines your altitude. In the portion of scripture here, beloved, amen, glory be to God, and it gives us, amen, hallelujah, the story of the 10 lepers, glory be to God. And it begins by telling us that Jesus had entered into a certain village, and he met 10 men who were lepers, and they stood afar off, beloved, because the Levitical law stated that anyone who had leprosy had to remain approximately 100 feet or so from other people. They lived in their own village. They lived in their own sect. They couldn't mingle among the common people. They couldn't mingle among people who did not have leprosy. And if you came into contact with someone who was a leper, they had to now we know with this COVID, they're saying, all right, 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet. okay? But with leprosy, it was 100 feet. And that's almost at the end of the block. Huh? Glory be to God. And so when they saw Jesus coming, beloved, verse number 13, the 10 of them, all 10 of these lepers, see, and they stuck together because that was the only that's the only people they could hang out with. The only person a leper could hang out with was another leper. He was not legally, he could not hang out with a person who did not have leprosy. So the 10 of them going their way, and then here come Jesus walking by. Ah, glory be to God. Somebody say thank God for Jesus walking by. Just let me stop right here and say it. Look, at least they recognize him. First of all, let me say this, because a lot of times, beloved, Jesus have walked by. We didn't. A lot of times Jesus have come into our atmosphere, come into our homes, come into our churches. Jesus have come and gone, and we never knew he was there. Jesus done walked all up and down the aisles, and we never knew he was there. So we want to thank God, amen, that they recognized Jesus. And when they recognized Jesus, the Bible says that they lifted up their voices. We have to remember, beloved, amen, that they were not allowed to come closer to Christ, see, other than that 100 foot distance, amen, or anyone else for that matter, glory be to God. So because they was 100 feet away, they had to shout. You was at the end of the block. You can't whisper because ain't nobody going to hear you. You at one end of the street. The glory, that's about 100. I think in our city, in the city of Philadelphia, 100 feet is about maybe one city block. Or maybe more. I don't know. I have to check it out. It might be two or three blocks. I don't know. Huh? Glory be to God. But this is why they had to shout, because they was 100 feet away. Glory be to God. And they wanted to be heard. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so they hollered. They said, wait a minute, Jesus is coming by. But we got to get his attention. Lord, please, hear our cry, oh Lord. And they said, Master, they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. There's no doubt, beloved, these lepers had heard wonderful things about Jesus. They had heard about the miracles that Jesus did, glory be to God, making the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, amen, feeding the hungry with a two-piece fish dinner, raising the dead. Oh, my God, hallelujah. They heard about the miracles, and here he is now, amen, hallelujah, standing not too far off. Jesus, 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 have mercy on us. And the Bible tells us, beloved, in verse number 14, and when Jesus saw them, now let me tell you something. When you call upon the name of Jesus, you're going to get his attention. Ah, my God, have mercy. When we call upon the name of the Lord, beloved, we get an answer. Hallelujah. Jesus is not going to ignore you when you call on the name of Jesus. The Bible says, amen, when we have sought God with our whole heart, then he will hear us. Hallelujah, glory be to God, Jesus is that name. And so here are these 10 lepers, amen, glory be to God, even in spite of your leprosy, even when you're spotted with sin, oh my God, even when you're spotted with shame, even when you're spotted, beloved, glory be to God, even when you have terminal diseases, glory be to God, infirmities, pestilence, curses, glory be to God, hallelujah, family situations, don't make no difference what you're spotted with. Amen. When you call upon the name of Jesus, you're going to get an answer. Beloved, and here they called upon Jesus and they got his attention. Have mercy on us. Jesus gave them one set of instructions. Let me tell you something. The Lord don't speak a whole lot. Hallelujah. God, look, some people say God want to talk to them in paragraphs and all that. Now, God may do that from time to time. He may do that from time to time. But, beloved, we know God is speaking. God will give you one word. Oh, my God, hallelujah, huh? God will give you deliverance in one word. Glory be to God. God will give you just a few words. God will give you one sentence. Glory be to the living God, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And what did the Lord tell him? Glory be to God, hallelujah. Let's see what the Lord told him. Let me go back. All right, all right, all right. And Jesus gave them a set of instructions here. Amen, hallelujah. Verse number 14, he says, go show yourselves unto the priests. Ah, hallelujah. Ah. And when Jesus spoke those words, the lepers was happy. They was happy because that was a confirmation that this was their breakthrough. That was a confirmation that this was their day of deliverance. So see, because, beloved, only, amen, a cleansed leper, amen, could show himself to the priest. So if Jesus is sending us to the priest and only a cleansed leper can show himself to the priest, that means we got our victory. Oh, it's amazing how faith works. Here these lepers, amen, by faith, even though it hadn't really manifested yet, amen, how they activated their faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Come on now. We said faith acts like a thing is so, even though when it's not so, that it'll be so. Why? Because God said so. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. Faith works. All they did was receive the word of God. Still leprous. Huh? But because Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest, they said, oh, yeah, we got just what we wanted. We got just what we wanted. Hallelujah. My God, how many of us, amen, can get a word from God in the midst of your situation and give God some praise? Amen. Hallelujah. Knowing that you got your victory even though you haven't seen it yet. Ah. Even though your situations look the same, you still look leprosy. When you look down, you still see the spots. Well, how many of us, amen, can step into, amen, the spiritual and give God some praise for victory? Why? Because we got a word from the Lord. And that's all we need is one word from the Lord. When we believe it and we receive it. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us, beloved, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. You see that? They weren't cleansed right away, but as they began to step in faith, the cleansing came. See, glory be to God. When they were stepping in faith, going to see the priest, obeying what the Lord told them to do. Beloved, when we move in faith, amen, our victory begins to manifest. A lot of times we want to sit down and wait for to see it before we make a move. No, you'll never see it. Glory be to God. These lepers didn't sit down and say, well, we're going to wait until we get our healing to go see the priest, because, you know, we can't go see the priest unless we cleanse. See, they could have made all type of excuses for being in disobedience. They could have made all type of excuses for not being in belief. See, glory be to God. But they refused to go by what it looked like. If Jesus said it, that was enough. And the Bible says, as they went, they was healed. Some of you might be waiting for your healing right now. Glory be to God. Waiting for the manifestation. Waiting for your miracle. Well, you say, I ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah, but have you taken any steps towards what God has told you to do? Huh? No, I was just waiting for this to happen. No, you ain't got no business waiting for nothing to happen. Amen. God didn't tell. Did Jesus tell them, amen, we'll wait till Sunday? Amen. No, he said, go now. Faith is an action word. Faith is a present word. Right now, now faith is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Present tense. Oh, glory be to the living God. And as they went, they were healed on the way. Then verse number 15, beloved, tells us, amen, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, and he was a Samaritan, the least likely, you know what I mean. You know, you got one speck in the midst, you know what I mean. You might have maybe, you know, nine friends of a different persuasion. You know what I mean? Glory be to God. You the only one in the crowd. Yeah. The least likely one, uh-huh. The least likely one turned back, beloved, and with a loud voice. You know, people talk about being loud sometimes. Let me tell you something. You're loud for your favorite football game, basketball game, your favorite sport. Amen. You're loud for everything else. And then when you want to get loud for Jesus, they want to classify you as rowdy. You know what I mean? They want to put all type of labels and names on you. Glory be to God. Hey, glory be to God, huh? You're loud for everything else. He said, amen, hallelujah, make a loud noise. Read Psalms 150. Hallelujah. And only one turned back, beloved, and with a loud voice glorify God. Amen. That's why the Bible tells us that every believer should praise the Lord continually. And this one here, the one out of the ten fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And the Bible says that he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked a question. He said, yo, bro. Help me out a little here. Now, wasn't it 10 of you? Jesus loved to ask questions. Jesus asked questions to make you think, oh, glory, not that he don't know the answer. Jesus said, were there not 10? I just cleansed 10 lepers. You came back by yourself to tell me thank you. He said, where's the 9? Where are the 9? Verse 18, there are not found who return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Stranger. And if I had time, I would get into, amen, a little bit deeper, amen, about the Israelites and the Gentiles, amen, and how all this was prophetic. Amen, glory be to God. But we don't have time today, glory be to God. Verse number 19, and he said unto him, arise, go your way. You see how Jesus lifts people up? He said, arise. Jesus don't come to put you down. Whenever Jesus comes to lift you up. Can somebody tell the Lord thank you? He said, arise, get on up. Amen. He said, go your way. Hallelujah. Your faith has made you whole. Beloved, here we see, amen, the 10 was cleansed, amen, from leprosy, amen, but only one was made whole. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Meaning that not only was he healed from leprosy, but he was saved as well. He was saved as well, beloved. The other 9 was healed, but they weren't saved. The other 9 was healed, but they weren't saved. What's the purpose of being healed if you're not saved? I said, I would rather go to heaven with leprosy than go to hell without. Glory be to God. Only one. Beloved, gratitude. Hallelujah. Only one came back, amen, to tell the Lord thank you. Only one. Beloved, let me tell you this morning. Gratefulness precedes greatness. Beloved, we have to be careful that we are showing gratitude. And I know you do. I'm talking to the ones of you who don't. Glory be to God. We have been alive. I don't know, count the days since January. When this year has came in, January 1st, glory be to God. What have we lived? I didn't do the math. What are we about? At least about 300 days, probably more than that, that the Lord has kept us in the midst of this a pandemic, in the midst of the gun violence, in the midst of all the stuff that's going down. Glory be to God, huh? Up to here we are entering into this last season of the year. Glory be to God. Beloved, we have something to be grateful for. And people who refuse to express their gratefulness and people who refuse to express their appreciation, they never achieve and maintain the heights of greatness that God destined for them. You can't get it. You won't get it if you're not grateful. Beloved, chance, when some people like to live on chance, some people like to live on luck, beloved, but chance and sheer luck can take you up to a great position. It can get you halfway there. It can get you recognized, okay? I was just lucky, glory be to God. But guess what? It'll get you there, but it's not strong enough to keep you there. A positive attitude is what it takes to stay on top, and an important ingredient of that attitude is gratefulness. An attitude of gratefulness. Gratitude, beloved, is translated great attitude. Great attitude. If you want to become great, you cannot do it without this great attitude. And we see this here, beloved, hallelujah, with the 10 lepers. Only one of them came back to appreciate Jesus for what he did. And because of his attitude, he received more. You see that? You see what gratitude will do for you? It gives you more. Jesus gave him more. Jesus said, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. You will be made whole. He got more than the other nine. The other nine could have had what he had because Jesus was looking for him. He said, well, I see you. Where's the other nine? He said, I got enough for everybody. Hallelujah. But they didn't come back to get it. They didn't come back to get it. It's amazing, beloved, how, amen, hallelujah, that we just so easily forget. We forget to tell the Lord thank you. We forget to tell people thank you. Or we're just not grateful. Beloved, anyone who expresses gratitude sets himself up for more blessings. That's what the Bible is telling us. Who continues to get the blessings from the Lord? The one who is grateful? Well, how much can you get? That depends on your attitude of gratitude. The Lord is not running out of blessings. Are you running out of gratitude? Sometimes it's so easy for us to take things for granted, like God owes us something. But no matter how this year has been, if you choose to bottle up your appreciation inside of you, you are isolating yourself from God's greatness and from more. True gratitude comes from the heart. True gratitude is expressed willingly. True gratitude is expressed cheerfully. And not only that, beloved, true gratitude is expressed promptly. You don't want to wait, amen, till a month later to show some gratitude for something somebody did for you today. You're going to wait to Christmas. You're going to wait to Christmas to show up. No. It's February. And you're going to wait to Christmas to show somebody some gratitude? And all you have to do is just open up your heart and just express, amen, how grateful you are to them. And you're going to wait to somebody's birthday? Who promised you that their birthday was going to be around? Beloved, cultivating an attitude of gratitude begins with appreciating your family members and your friends. Appreciate all who have stood by you over the years. That's what our Christmas celebration is about. That's what our Christmas dinner is about, appreciation. Gratitude that Pastor Bradford has in her heart for all of our ministry partners. But we want to wait till somebody die. Spending all this money on flowers that they can't see, can't smell. Take them to the graveyard. Ain't no telling what they do with them flowers at the grave. Probably recycle them. Probably recycle the flowers. Huh? Stand up giving long speeches. Huh? You're going to wait till somebody die to let them know that you appreciate them and they can't hear you. And even if they did, what good is it? Gratitude, beloved. All those who have stood by you during the years, family members, friends, coworkers, those who was there for you, those who did something, ever did something for you. Sometimes we easily forget because they're not in the scene no more. Glory be to God. We forget. I reached out to all of our ex, even the ones that's not in the ministry right now. I reached out to all of them, even in Oklahoma and Ohio. I reached out to them. Sister Tina, Sister Angela, Sister Francella, glory be to God, Sister Demetrius, all of them, everybody, Lottie Dottie, everybody. Gratitude. Seasons come, seasons go. Seasons come, seasons go. Thank God for your seasons. Huh? Beloved, this month, or even today, I want to encourage you. Take some time off to call one or two people and tell them how much you appreciate their love and support. Just call one or two people. Let them know I love you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate whatever you appreciate. Don't make nothing up. If you don't appreciate nothing, glory be to God, then that means that maybe you need to go, but maybe you need to get to the altar again. It's got to be somebody in your life that you appreciate. And there's some people in our lives, beloved, that we are not appreciating that we should be appreciating. Maybe you just want to write a thank you letter or do a voice note. Whatever form of communication, glory be to God. Beloved, these things are powerful. It's powerful for someone to get a letter, get a note, amen, get a beautiful, amen, text, get an email, glory be to God. That's powerful. To know that you are appreciated. It's the little things in life. Well, we wait and talk about how we don't have money to do this and money to do that. It don't even take all that. Sometimes you just need a paper and a pencil. Good old-fashioned notes, cards in the mail, glory surprises. What does it do to you? Maybe some of you haven't experienced that in a while. But the last time you did, what did that do for you? Just to get a just because. Well, the same thing it did for you, it'd do for somebody else. Glory be to God. It goes a long way in showing that you are not just taking them for granted. Not taking them for granted. And I try to be a blessing every day. I say, Lord, who would you have me to touch today? Who would you have me to call, reach out to, text or something? Glory be to God. To let them know, especially my mother and my family, amen, I'm not taking you for granted. Because I realize there's going to be a day you ain't going to be here and I ain't going to be here either. Above all, beloved, refuse to be discouraged and refuse to be depressed, no matter the battles. Learn to appreciate God. Learn to take time out to worship God, to praise God every day, because he is working behind the scenes for your sake. Amen? Hold on, hold out, and trust him. Hold on, hold out, and trust him. Your attitude determines your altitude. Sometimes, beloved, we put our prayer requests in before the Lord, and the Lord will answer, and we just move on to the next prayer request. Never told the Lord thank you. Never told the Lord thank you. Never told the Lord to thank you for answering. Even if you hadn't seen it yet, still, you haven't activated your faith. These lepers didn't see anything. They were still healed. All he had to do, all the Lord wanted was to thank you. The Lord expects us to thank him. Jesus said, where's the other nine? Jesus was expecting that. And I want to close with this scripture here. Glory be to God. In Psalms 100, to show you that God is expecting a thank you. And if God expects a thank you, some other people expect it too. I've seen people get out of people's cars and got a nice big ride, didn't tell them thank you, wouldn't even offer them $5 on gas. But it would have cost you about $10. Well, regardless of what it would cost you on SEPTA or public transportation or Uber, they didn't tell the person thank you. They probably wouldn't have taken the money unless they needed it. But you didn't even tell them thank you. Beloved, if somebody in your household brings you a glass of water, amen, you ought to say thank you. Look here in Psalms 100 as we close on this morning. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Look at verse number 4. Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. You see how we're supposed to approach the Lord in verse number 4, beloved? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Courts with praise, be thankful unto him. Two times the word thankfulness is used, and bless his name. Before we ask God for anything, we should be telling God thank you for what he already did. Before we ask God for anything, he says, enter. He didn't say enter into my courts with your prayer requests. Now, it's okay to bring your prayer request, but he didn't tell you that's not, your prayer request should not be first. He said, I want your song first, and after you sing me a song, then I want you to give me some thanks for what I've already done. Beloved, let us repent today. Let us repent, glory be to God, where we've been selfish. Let us repent, Father God, where we've been ungrateful. Let us repent today. He says, stay parked right here. Give me some thanks. Give me some praise for who I am. Seek my face before you seek my hand. And then make your request now. So starting this day, beloved, we want to ask God to help us. Help us to be grateful. Grateful. It could always be worse. It could always be worse. Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. It could be worse. Amen. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Concerning you. Your gratitude determines your altitude. That the Lord blesses you when you're grateful. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you. We thank you, Father God. Forgive us. Forgive us, Father God, for not being grateful for all of the blessings that have come our way. Because we didn't get what we wanted or didn't get how we wanted or we're off running to the next prayer request and Father God forgot to say thank you for that one, off to the next meal and forgot to say thank you for that one, off to the next friendship, forgot to say thank you for that one, off to the next job, forgot to say thank you for that one, off to the next house, thank you, forgot to say thank you for that one. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us. Seeking you for the next healing, forgot to say thank you for the last one. How easily we forget. How easily we forget. Father God, we ask that you would forgive us and help us to lock into a spirit of gratitude, not just towards you, but towards people, Father God, because so often we take people for granted. Oh, we take people for granted, Father God, until they're no longer with us. Father God, we don't want to live in retrospect like that, Father God. We don't want to sit back and think about what we could have, should have, would have done. Father God, help us to show gratitude to everyone that is in our lives. Everyone is in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, one way or another. Help us to let them know that they are important to us, and we appreciate them from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you, Father God, and we bless you, and we magnify you, in Jesus' name, and our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Our gratitude determines our altitude. How high can you go? Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, that's it. Amen. We will be at the altar of prayer today, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. In Jesus' name. Wednesday night, Bible study. Amen. We're going to have our Bible study on Wednesday night. Yeah, we're going to have it. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have it. Amen. If you're available, come on and join us. If you're not, we understand. Amen. In Jesus' name. Tomorrow is our Praise Wednesday. Amen. We want to, amen, just open up the lines and just share publicly, whatever you desire to share publicly, whatever the Holy Spirit is leading you to share, amen, what you're thankful for, what you're grateful for. Now, maybe you're not grateful for anything, amen, glory be to God. Maybe you're grateful for a lot, you ain't got to share it all, amen, but come and take a couple minutes, amen, and let us express, amen, our gratitude. Amen, as we are entering into, amen, this wonderful, wonderful, amen, a spiritual holiday, amen, in Jesus' name. And so that's what we'll be doing tomorrow, maybe even on Thursday. I'm not quite sure. Get God's permission. I'm not sure yet on Thursday, but we're going to take it one day at a time. Lord's willing, that's what we're going to do on tomorrow. Amen. If you're grateful for anything, amen. Come on, amen, and testify about it in Jesus' name. All right, amen. Everybody have a good day, a lovely day, a fantastic day. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. And we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer, this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and to declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Amen and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. And I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful, as some of you I might not even know, I'm grateful that, amen, that you chime into this ministry and you're being blessed by it because you keep coming back. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's enough right there. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm grateful to you, all of you. Amen. I'm grateful to those who pray in this ministry, pray for this ministry. I'm grateful for those of you who sow your financial support to this ministry. Amen. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And I love you. Have a wonderful day.
time, I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful
for
the victory
that
we've won.
Tell him
I could go on and on.
About
your
works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
My heart is grateful now.